The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, coming to Fort Pierce, January 23rd and 24th. Here's featured speaker, Apostle Aramis Hines, on the danger of men and isolation.
I think about men in isolation and how shame, whether it's gambling, whether it's pornography, whether it's just struggling to keep a good job and struggling at home and not wanting to tell anyone. These types of situations can often cause us to go into isolation. The enemy loves to have us in isolation. He can't stand when we're working together, when we're transparently supporting one another and nurturing one another in our walk. And so if he can get us alone, he's got a better chance of keeping us stuck. But the moment we release ourselves from those self-inflicting prisons, what happens is we get into a position where we can be nurtured, we can be strengthened. We'll find out oftentimes that others are dealing with the same things that we're dealing with. We're not the only ones dealing with it. And so when we come together at this conference and we glean on one another, we're going to be able to get fed, and then God can ignite us with purpose, and we'll be ready to go forward in the things of God.
The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 23rd and 24th, Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tcmenssummit.com. Don't miss it.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
He's hidden these things from the wise and prudent, in other words, the people of the world, but he's revealed them unto babes. Amen. Now, when we talk about babes, I'm not talking about, you know, think about a moment. Little babies that can't talk or have never learned language, they see things. Amen. They do. Matter of fact, if somebody holds them and they look up at them and start screaming, get that baby. Because they know. They can't explain it yet. Or sometimes babies are just drawn to people. Because of the spirit they carry. But see, Jesus said these things are revealed to babes. They can't talk. They can't mess up nothing. Now, at the same time, he's talking about, when he talks about babes, he's not talking about the immature. He's talking about the pure. He's hidden these things from the wise and prudent, the crafty ones, and revealed them unto the pure in heart. Amen? So that's why it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Not just in the sweet by and by, but they shall see God on a daily basis. They'll see the workings of the Lord. They'll see God in the sunrise. They'll see God in the, they'll feel God in the breeze. Now, I'm talking about some high places here. Somebody said, what are you talking about? Well, see, you have to understand that everything is made up of the same thing. Amen. And God can talk to you in any manner and form he wants to. Amen. What the world tries to do is conform you to just a routine. Yes. Let me take a little deeper. The world wants to conform you to a religion. Amen. Like the only place you can praise God is here. You don't hope your mama say nothing until you get here. Then you mean the rest of the week. It's your mean self. No. God is everywhere. Amen. I'm talking about a high place now. See, folk don't want God in their life all that. You know, give me just a little bit. I'll take some, but, I don't know about all that. Mm-hmm. God is not a hard taskmaster either.
Amen. Amen.
He says, my yoke is easy. Amen. My burden is light. Amen. Come unto me, you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Amen. See, the ultimate place with him is a place of rest. Amen. It's not anxiety. Amen. Not trying to force your will on somebody. Not trying to manipulate. But tell somebody it takes faith.
It takes faith.
Because see, in the process, you got to take some stuff.
What?
Folk ain't going to treat you right, but you can't treat them wrong. Folk will say things to you, but you can't retaliate. Amen. I know in the process, maybe initially you will retaliate. And then you'll feel, where's the Lord? He gone.
Amen.
You grieved him. But as you learn there's a suffering. Paul called Timothy, said, be partaker of the sufferings of the gospel with me. There's a suffering. See, that word is scary to a lot of people because they think, you know, pain and they can, no. It's not all that. It will kill your flesh.
Amen.
You see, the mantle, Gehazi was in line for the mantle, right? But when Naaman left, Gehazi got to thinking, I'm broke, serving the prophet, and this guy offered him all this stuff, and he ain't taking none of it. Hey, prophet, I'll be back. He ran after Naaman, called up one of them, said, hey, but he lied. He said, listen, the prophet said he's changed his mind. And so Naaman got all this gold and silver and all these changes of raiment and stuff, and then he went and hid them somewhere. And came and stood before the prophet. But I mean, you can't lie to God. You trick people sometimes, but when God is working, you can't lie to God. Where you been, Gehazi? Excuse me. Oh, nowhere. Didn't my heart go with you? When you received all that from Naaman, he said, therefore, the leprosy of Naaman be upon you and upon your children. Upon your seed. So ambition does not get you the mantle.
Amen. Amen.
Understand this. This is leadership 101 right here. Ambition, because people are ambitious. Absalom was ambition. Now there's a good type of ambition, but there's an evil type of ambition.
Amen.
And that type of ambition that Gehazi exercised will not get you the mantle. The mantle ultimately fell that Elisha had on a dead man.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Talk to me.
Yes.
The mantle's not falling on somebody alive.
Amen.
It falls on dead folk.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for the hand clap back there, my brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It don't fall on live folk. It falls on the one that died to themselves. The one that ain't eager for it, ain't chomping at the bit, ain't got to have the position, got to have the platform. Can't wait till I get the mic. You'll never get it. And if you do get it, it won't be presence. Presence won't be with you. The mantle falls on the dead man. It was transferred from Elisha. His bones, because Gehazi forfeited it.
Amen.
Elisha died with the mantle. But God had already had a plan in place. I know a dead man.
Amen.
He's going to die. And history has it that they robbed him. These four men robbed him. And were just going to dump him somewhere. And they saw the Moabites, so they rushed and dumped him over into the grave that God had designated.
Yes.
It was Elisha's grave. The moment he hit the bones, the mantle came on him. The dead man. Tell somebody, you got to die.
You got to die.
To yourself.
To yourself.
To your carnal ambitions. To all the lies. All the comparisons. All the ego stuff. You got to die to that. That's when the mantle comes. That's when God says, I see a candidate. And it's a process. Because sometimes you miss the mark. Sometimes you have to repent.
Yes.
Tell somebody, stay the course.
Stay the course.
So, all things respond to the vibration of energy. Cold temperature slows down vibrations. So, the vibration in this ice is slowed down. It's not a high frequency. It's a low frequency. Cold temperature slows down vibrations of atomic structure to such a degree that the water solidifies and freezes. All things respond to the vibration of energy. Question, what kind of energy are you producing? Are you the frozen chosen? Is it boiling or freezing? Remember Jesus said, I would have you hot or cold. Well, somebody may not understand that. They say, I'm cold. Well, no, wait. When Jesus made that statement in the book of Revelation, he wasn't speaking about, you know, you being like a piece of ice. He was talking about the springs in Laodicea. There were springs, hot springs and cold springs, but they were for medicinal purposes. You didn't just use the hot springs. They use the hot springs, and then they get out of the hot spring, and then they get into the cold spring. And it's almost like an athlete, you know, icing up, you know, getting into an ice bath. It does something to their body. So that's what he was talking about. He was talking about you being cold. Everybody understand? He ain't talking about you being just chill, or I don't care. No, he ain't talking about that. He's talking about, I would you were hot or cold. In other words, I would that you had some type of impact, effectiveness, that you were useful, hot or cold. Lukewarm, he said there was no medicinal value in that type of water. He said, if you're lukewarm, I spew you out because there's no value in it.
Amen.
Understand? Amen. It's important we understand because God wants you hot.
Yes, sir.
Or cold.
Yes.
Not icy. Yes. Faith, tell somebody, speak faith.
Over your children,
over your health,
over your finances.
See, faith is a high frequency. The question, do you introduce low frequency, negative words that freeze, hear me, your circumstances into a continual series of crises? You froze it in a cycle and can't get out because of the low frequency that you carry. You're in a frozen state. You need a microwave.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In the Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.